You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Sumant Banerjee. The frequency and severity of forest fires triggered by climate change are on the rise, the latest being fires that have engulfed 8 of the 17 districts in Uttarakhand. What's the impact of forest fires and how can they be brought under control? Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. What causes forest fires? They are a regular occurrence in India between November and June due to a rise in temperatures. The presence of a huge quantity of dry leaves acts as a catalyst, but in 95% of the cases, fires are man-made. Deciduous and dry forests of the lowlands and coniferous forests in the lower and middle elevations are regularly burnt for stimulating fresh undergrowth, fodder for livestock. During summer, when chances of precipitation are low and temperatures are high, these fires can become uncontrollable. Forest fires contribute to climate change, a vicious cycle, as the latter results in drier and more severe summers that cause fires. How vulnerable are Indian forests? Forest fires occur in around half of India's 647 districts every year. More than 46% of the forest cover is prone to frequent fires in varying degrees of vulnerability. Every year, large areas of forests are affected by fires. Based on forest inventory records, 54.40% of forests in India are exposed to occasional fires, 7.49% to moderately frequent fires, and 2.40% to high incidence levels. Around 35% of India's forests have not yet been exposed to fires of any real significance. The forests of the Northeast, Odisha, Uttarakhand, Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra, and Jharkhand are the most vulnerable. What is the economic impact of these fires? With at least 1 in 4 people dependent on forests for their livelihood, India is losing 1,100 crore rupees due to forest fires every year, says the World Bank. Forest resources, including carbon locked in the biomass, is lost in these fires. According to the World Economic Forum, forest fires cost $50 billion to the world economy every year. The impact is more in real estate and tourism. How severe are the fires in Uttarakhand? More than half the districts of Uttarakhand are fighting forest fires. Since November 2023, over 700 forest fires have been reported in the state, devastating over 900 hectares of woodland. The current fires that began around the 20th of April have expanded to 8 of the 17 districts in the state, including Almora, Chamoli, Nainital, and Pauri Garhwal. National Disaster Force teams have been trying to curb the fires for almost a fortnight now. But there are reports of fresh fires, as many as 68 of them on Tuesday. How can they be controlled? While it may be impossible to scotch fires entirely, early detection can help control them. The Forest Survey of India has been using a satellite-based fire alarm system for this. Other countries are trying out AI analysis of video streams and sensors. In the current scenario where the fire has already spread, jet spraying of water by IAF choppers has helped. These choppers can carry up to 1,000 liters of water in one trip. On a more sustainable basis, creating awareness and limiting man-forest conflict are the best way forward. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.